Meseches Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Hey, 7-5. This Mishnah discusses the fascinating question of what the economic relationship is between the landowner, the Baal HaBayis, and the Aniyim, the poor, who will have rights to collect the various Matnos Aniyim, the various gifts to the poor. So our case here is discussing a grapevine. And this grapevine, or these grapevines, were planted too close together, and if they're not thinned out, or according to other pshatim, if the grapes, some of the grapes aren't effectively pruned, you know, some of the grapes aren't taken off of the grapevine, so then none of them will grow fully and properly. So it's normal to thin out or, you know, prune, etc., one's garden. And here the issue is, one wants to remove some of the grapes or grapevines to benefit the remaining ones, because then everyone's a winner, otherwise everything will be sort of substandard. The question is, what happens if in the process of removing some of the vines, he will also, the Baal HaBayis will also be removing some, let's say, olos, some of the clusters which are developing and will ultimately be the property of the poor people. Does he have the right now to prune that branch or remove that vine if that will be taken away and disposing of some of the clusters which would have ultimately ended up in the hands of the Aniyim? So on the one hand, of course, you could say, no, he couldn't because it doesn't belong to him. Or you could say, yes, he could because they're partners in this venture, so to speak. And by the Baal HaBayis judiciously removing some of the vines, everyone is a winner because whatever the Baal HaBayis will be left with, as well as what the Ani will be left with, will be of better quality and benefit to both of them. So then that is the Machlokas. We'll have two opinions. The first opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the relationship between the Baal HaBayis and the Aniyim is one of a shutuf, it's a partnership. And that being the case, the same way, if you own a vineyard in partnership, you're allowed to dispose of some of the vines as you thin them out because it's for the benefit of the partnership. So too, the Baal HaBayis is allowed to remove some of the vines, even though some olos or other gifts to the poor will be lost because it's for the benefit of the partnership. The other shita, Reb Meir, holds that no, the status of the Aniyim is analogous to being a kona, purchaser. In other words, if at the beginning of, you'd imagine, if at the beginning of the season, someone came by and said, I'm buying those olos, they belong to me. So then, of course, once he'd purchased and taken possession of them, ownership of them, so then the Baal HaBayis would have no right to get rid of those olos and the branch with olos on them because they belong to someone else. So that's Reb Meir Shita. So again, the Mishnah will say inside, Hamedel b'gafanim, if one is thinning out his grapevines, Kashem shu meidel b'soch shalo, the same way he can thin out amongst the grapes or grapevines or produce that will and does belong to him, Ken hu meidel b'shal aniyim, he similarly may thin out branches or remove olos, etc., that will or ultimately will be, would have otherwise been the possession and property of the aniyim. That's Ziv Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the relationship between the Baal HaBayis, the landowner, the farmer, and the aniyim is analogous to a partnership. On the other hand, Reb Meir Omer, no, you can't. He says, Bishalohu Rashai, you're welcome, you, Mr. Farmer, welcome to thin out your stuff, removing your vines. That's not a problem. Then Rashai Bishalaniyim, but you have no right to get rid of the aniyim's vines, that which is laden with his gifts, like, for example, Olos, because it's as if he were a kona, a purchaser, and of course, since he purchased it, he has rights to those particular grapes or grape clusters. So then you can't, you have no right to dispose of them. And according to the Bartanura, at least, this would apply not just to, for example, olos, but even to peah. Others don't learn that's peah, but in any case, whether or not that's the case, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the relationship is a partnership, and the Baal HaBayis, the farmer, may thin out whatever's best for the total benefit of the partnership, meaning the Baal HaBayis and the Aniyim alike in the long run.